Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adore Udoji, and it is not a disco. This is The Takeaway.
This is The Takeaway. This is the techno takeaway, and the city that Barack Obama will be visiting is in fact visiting today. Berlin is a very different city than JFK visited when he gave his famous speech near the Brandenburg Gates. Barack Obama is visiting a city that has much changed, and some of the sound that you're listening to there is from Love Parade, which is one of Berlin's contemporary claims to fame. It is the home of the largest street party in the universe. It's actually not held in Berlin anymore because it got so huge back in 2003. But joining us now is Bjorn Cullen, who's a spokesperson for the Love Parade and a resident of the modern Berlin. So, Bjorn, du bist ein Berliner, jetzt?
Ja?
That's great.
Kind of.
Thanks for joining us. Kind of. Describe the Berlin of today. When you think Berlin, what do you think?
I think of a very open city where you can do what you want, where you can dress how you like, and there are no restrictions. Really liberal and free.
And how is that different from Amsterdam, which everyone sort of describes as kind of a crazy sort of hedonistic party? Berlin is a little bit different than that.
Yeah, of course. In a way, you've got two cities, which are one now, but they grew together. You've got different mentalities, the former eastern part, the former western part. So it's a kind of a melting pot.
A European melting pot in addition to a German melting pot, right?
Yeah, European melting pot, but still also a German melting pot, because you have the mentality of the former eastern part, and they grow together.
What explains this love parade that Barack Obama is going to be getting today?
You mean what he's doing today?
Well, just why people in Germany seem so very, very passionate about this candidate for the American presidency?
I think, it's connected to hope, because everybody is very critical about George W. Bush. And Barack Obama seems to be a new hope for a different style of foreign policy. Although I'm quite sure that Germans are critical about it, because they know America and, it's the president of the United States. He's got duties, he's got the corporate world behind him. But still, Obama seems a big hope of change.
So is it about symbolism? Does he represent, many believe there in Germany, this notion of modern Germany, modern Berliners?
Yeah, probably in a way, because he's a black president, and maybe it all.
Not president yet, but almost.
No,
perhaps.
That's true, a candidate. But maybe because, he's black and seems to be like a new development, because he would be the first black president. And yeah, I think there's a lot of hope connected to it, that he's from a different background.
Is it hope for America or hope for Germany? I mean, it's not likely we're going to see a Turkish ethnicity president of Germany, for instance, anytime soon, standing up at the Brandenburg Gates.
Well, that's a really global question. Probably hope for both. I mean, I think Germans are still critical about it. It's not like they say, oh, he's the saint and everything will be all right after that. But still, it seems to be a different direction and not the hawkish kind of way. And that's what people are looking forward to.
So Barack Obama is getting a great reception in Berlin. But if Americans were to visit Berlin, just generally, American tourists, I mean, are we sort of ugly folks, or is there more of a welcoming sense in the Bush era? You're certainly very critical of our president.
Very welcoming, very welcome. I've got friends from America, and I became to know them in Berlin, and there are quite a lot of Americans, and it's a really nice city to meet people, and people are really open-minded, friendly. So it's not at all about the people in America. It's about the politics.
Do you have any tattoos there, Bjorn? No, any body piercings?
No.
You got a mohawk?
No, I'm actually looking quite the normal kind of guy.
Quite the normal kind of guy. And you are the spokesperson for the Love Parade itself, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And why do Berliners and Germans generally and Europeans participate in this event?
Well, it's the biggest party in the world, and I think its origin was in Berlin and it's in Germany, and it's still a very unique party. You don't have it anywhere else in the world, and that's why people go to this original party and travel to Germany and, yeah, they want to be a part of that.
Well, it sounds like fun. I actually would like to leave the studio now and come join the party, but we have to go. Bjorn Cullen, thank you very much and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bjorn Cullen is spokesperson for the Love Parade. Talking about being in the tank with Barack Obama, you had something to say.
I think 75% of the media being in Barack Obama's court is a fair assessment. The man that's getting a free ride is like butter on toast, and it's sickening. Every time he actually does get a little bit of hard scrutiny, his campaign cries foul, and his supporters are saying, oh, it's only because he's black. Give me a break. Give this man some true spotlight, because he is not that good.
Man, the Germans are making that hard for the media these days. But a great response, 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's how you can join our conversation. Who's in the tank with Barack Obama?